You're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got on the line, we've got Bharat Ali Bhatoor, and it's all about his film Bhatoor, A Refugee Journey. G'day, Bhatoor, how are you?
Good morning, Annie. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, great. Now, your film, Bhatoor, A Refugee Journey, is scheduled to be playing at the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, but with COVID, I suppose, you know, everything's a little bit up in the air and people should be looking at the Nova website, but we'll talk about that a bit later. But one of the reasons for why I wanted to talk to you about this film in particular is because it takes people from Afghanistan all the way through the journey of a person trying to get to Australia by boat and why. Can you talk to us a little bit about why you, how you got, became involved in this film?
This film is actually my personal account of my displacement when I had to leave my country. So as a photographer, I felt like I need to document this because my people have been, the Hazaras from Afghanistan and Pakistan, they have been trying to escape the persecution in both countries and to go to somewhere else. And a lot of them, they tried to come to Australia. And I wanted to visualize this journey, both for my people and for the people of Australia to have it, because we did not have any visual images or videos from this journey. And I know, like, people, thousands of people before me came to Australia by sea, but we only heard their numbers. So how many people were there? They were just numbers rather than actual humans. And also what other thing is important about this film is, like, I try to highlight what are the reasons that someone has to leave or risk their life to get to another country for safety. So what are the reasons? So I have tried to find those answers in that film and to show that to the audience.
And that's what people should realise. You are a photojournalist, and you are a person who, anybody who has had to think in terms of journalism as a profession will understand exactly what you're talking about there, because you are actually not just living the events, you're crafting your story at the same time. You're a pretty wild guy.
Yeah, that is the job. Like, because as a photojournalist, I think, yeah, like, it comes to me. I feel like what is happening around me, I have to tell that story. So, and this was important when I was on, when I was my own subject or my own story. So I had to tell my story at that time. So yeah, it was a bit different experience rather than telling stories of other people. That time, it was just my own story. But still, I was telling the story of thousands and hundreds of others at the same time who were traveling with me or who I met along the way.
Did that professional skill that you were applying to this story actually help you from losing your mind? You document some incredible things to begin with. At when Afghanistan, the film covers quite extraordinary levels of violence, and you talk with people. You are right in the thick of that violence, and as an Asari, you're not just, you're always a target. So taking on the role of a photojournalist, very skillful, and always, you know, jumping in to find the story, it gives a sense of control that in a situation that's un, out of control.
Yeah, I know. This is like sometimes even because when you are working in a war like war zone, you said like Afghanistan is a war zone. So even then, this sometimes like situations do not remain in your control, and you have to find ways to survive, and you have to find ways to tell or do your job, and to tell the stories. I don't know how to explain that. It is very difficult.
Well, the thing about it is that because you are living the story, you give people a real insight into a whole range of things, like the personal connections that you made with the men that you met in Indonesian refugee camp, for example.
Yes, I did, because I was like, it made easier for me because I was part of them. I was living that life as the others, and I connected well with them because my story was no different than them. The only thing which was making me different or putting making me more prominent or visible was my camera, because in that journey, people smugglers, they are the ones who do not want to reveal their identities, and also as well as the people who are traveling, they are also not comfortable sometimes with their identities to be revealed in a way, because they are suspicious of anything because they have seen a lot of traumas, they have seen a lot of they have been traumatized a lot, they have seen a lot of issues, and that with if you're pointing a camera on them, and they will be suspicious why you are taking their photos. Is it going to create another problem for them, or is it what is happening? So I had to explain to everyone, like, okay, what I'm trying to say. And in the beginning, it was not probably making a lot of sense to them. But now each of them, like, they say, oh, yeah, you really had a clear mind what you wanted to do. And how you told this story is incredible.
Yeah, so you were constantly negotiating with the people. There's a couple of really quite amazing statements that different people make. So, for example, your friend says that when he originally thought he was going to go on a boat, that it was 99% of a chance of drowning. But after a while, it flipped and became one. There was 1% chance of not drowning if once you step on one of those boats. It's pretty compelling stuff.
That is true, because when you don't have experience, you don't know how those boats are and how the sea is actually. And coming from a country which is not connected to sea in any way, and like most of the people they experience sea, or they see sea for the first time in their lives, and like it starts with a very precarious journey or like a very rough experience. So it is not very, like it is a lot of surprise for them. And jumping on those boats in the dark, when it is the daylight the next day, then you see, oh, this boat is like probably does not have the capacity to have all these people. So you really lose hope quickly. And also the condition of boats sometimes, a lot of time, I think, surprise you.
Yeah. And the incredible gouging for the seats on these death traps. There was something that made you more visible than your compatriots, and that was your connection with your mentor, your photojournalistic mentor, and the very hard work that they put in to try and get you to, you know, they had connections with people in high places, didn't they?
Yes, Yeah. The amazing thing about Tim Page and his partner Marianne is, like, they kept the context that they with people who they have worked and were friends for many years, and like when I was in that situation, and they when they learned about it, so they started doing, like, they tried to help me in any way possible. So they reached, what happened that they reached one of their friends in Jakarta, who was a journalist from during Vietnam in Cambodian War with Tim. So yeah, the story, basically the good story for me starts from there.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to give up, like, give along more on to that. So probably the film will tell
exactly.
happened actually. But yeah, that is really, like, Tim Page the main role in my kind of turning my fate from there.
So actually, as you say, Batura, Refugee Journey, you personalise, you make it clear to Australians in this film, and I suppose the world, because it has its important message is to everybody about why a refugee, a person, a real person, not just a term called refugee, but a real person is asking for help and can contribute to their new country.
Yeah, exactly. As you mentioned, that this is a personalized, and my intention was to truly and very honestly tell the story and give a visual and a picture of this circumstances that we have been debating every election or after election, like the policies run around this, and like our elections are won on the debate of refugee issue. So, like, because a lot of time this issue or the people, the refugees, they are mostly kind of they are given a very political face rather than humanitarian. So what I have tried here in this visual to show that they are people just like everyone here in Australia. They're similar people. I stated in the beginning that my intention was to find the answers why people they leave in the first place, what make them leave, their, like to risk their life where, like, they know this is risky, and to go for and find for, like, try to find safety. So this is, that's why, like, I wanted to give that human face that it has to show it to the people.
Now, I know COVID has put has closed cinemas for the moment, but when do you think the film will be shown?
The first session, which was supposed to be on the 22nd of July, it was sold out. So then we had an encore session on the 1st of August, which is still going on. And then the rescheduled date for the 22nd July was the 6th of August. So that is 6th of August for the rescheduled date, which has not been announced yet. But I think this is the first time I'm announcing. So that is 6th of August if everything goes well.
And at the Nova.
At the Nova, yeah, exactly.
Thanks for talking to me, Batu.
Thank you very much, Annie, for having me in your show.